This is the Dave and Checky Show. We got this groovy podcast for ya. Reviewing crazy tunes, we're quoting Twain and Sting and Dune. We'll bring ideas to share, like bonus points for extra flair, cause it's the freaking Dave and Checky Show. Show, we're bringing you this groovy review. We might preview movies, bake some bread, or drink some smoothies. So come on, have way too much caffeine. You roll up some reefers, I'll reference some Raffy. This is the Dave and Checky Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Can I take your order?
No ticky, no shirty.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, everybody. It's the Middle-Aged Cool Kids Super Terrific Podcast featuring your pals,
Dave and Checky.
That's us. So happy 4th of July, everyone. In the interest of full disclosure, we are doing the show in our underpants.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Num-num.
What?
Birdie num-num.
What did you say?
Birdie num-num.
Oh. We are in our underpants because...
Shush, boy, would you say such a thing?
Because why not be honest? I think we have to let people know that we are being honest and it's...
No, no. No honesty here.
I am honestly in my underpants. Dave is dishonestly dressed, apparently. But it is hot as balls upstate New York. We have an AC going, but still, it's really hot. As I'm sure you folks on the East Coast know. Anything you want to add to that, Dave?
No.
All right. This week, I'm going to run by the top five songs of the Billboard Hot 100. I'm going to run them by Dave, because Dave occasionally will have an opinion about music. Is that correct?
Yes. Unfortunately.
What?
The Billboard Top 100 has nothing to do with music.
All right. Already we're ready to go. Also, Mark Levitt 123, M. Levitt 123, suggested or requested that you use the word Pantheon at some point today.
I love that band.
All right.
Aren't they playing at Mercury?
At the Mercury Lounge this weekend? All right. So I'm going to go from 5 to 1. Is that okay? I was going to do 10, but I figured that would be a 2-hour podcast.
Skinny Pantheon.
All right. Are you ready? With another band from the 90s. Number 5 is entitled Psycho by Post Malone.
Post Malone? What the? Can't really trust nobody with all this joy on you. My roof looked like a nose, so got diamonds by the build that wall. Alright, he's in a tank, okay?
What?
Yeah, Joe Walsh did this 35 years ago. What the hell is that? He's anti-Lion of Judah?
I think maybe the song and not the video should be what you're concentrating on.
Oh.
Do you want me to shut the little windows?
No, I'll just keep that in mind. I thought I was watching some sort of outtakes from a Woody Allen movie.
It has a rap featuring Ty Dolla Sign. I don't believe this is him.
My money, they will never fall.
She said, kid, I have so no hope, and I can never tell you no.
All right, enough.
You had enough?
Oh, is there some sort of rap in the middle?
There's going to be a rap. Would you like to continue to listen to the rap, or have you had enough of Post Malone? Okay.
One more bed like Michael, can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show, got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Romo for clowns and all the balls. Or I hate pick on psycho.
Don't think it's English.
Michael, can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show, got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. So I pick on psycho, my body going crazy. Little mama, she wanna have my babies. Be on the banky, chain so stanky. You should see the whip, promise I could take your bitch. I'll ride in the
old. This is not good.
Have you heard enough now?
Yes.
She gonna give me top top just.
All right. So that's, what are your impressions, your first impressions of Post Malone's Psycho?
I don't know. I don't know where to begin.
Well, begin somewhere, because this is the basis of our show today, David.
Oh, then I would have to say, what can I say about that?
Is this a bad premise for a show? Because I thought you would be sufficiently angry about something.
I'm just trying to think of where to go with that.
Well, What are your thoughts? Are your thoughts so terrible that you're thinking for second thoughts?
Well, it's like usually a song would have a verse and a chorus and maybe a bridge.
Okay.
And singing and real instruments.
Uh-huh.
I can't pick out any of that in this. I cannot pick out any of those features in this music, so-called music. I don't hear a single live instrument. I don't hear singing. I hear, I don't know what he's doing.
He's song talking, sing talking.
What's the form? Where is there a verse? Is there a chorus? I could barely understand the word psycho. Is that the chorus?
I don't know what the chorus was.
Jesus, this makes Mbop look like fucking Beethoven.
I'm telling you, those Mbop boys had something.
I mean, and this, okay, there's supposed to be a rap in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the whole song was a rap. What's the beginning? If the rap is the middle, what's the beginning?
I think it's just, this is the featuring part. I think it's all supposed to be some sort of rap.
You know how you can't recognize people sometimes when they have their makeup off?
Yes.
You could not recognize this person's voice if he had his effects off.
Yes. Also, not only that, but to me, the Post Malone and the Ty Dolla Sign, they sounded so similar that if I hadn't been watching the video, I probably would not have known that they had switched places and the other one was singing.
Is Post Malone a black person?
I don't know.
Is that a person?
I don't know what he is.
Is he Jethro Tull?
He looked like I don't know. It was he looked like he might have been Spanish or something. I don't know.
Post
I couldn't tell.
Malone.
Post Malone.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm sure his fans know.
Okay.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give Post Malone and Psycho?
I give them a chance to present their papers at the border. Ugh.
Okay. So that's not a number value, but that's fine. We get it.
Yeah. Let's be angry with Roger Daltrey, and let's cherish this guy. We got our priorities right. How many fucking million? How many hundreds of thousands of dollars is this guy given to childhood cancer?
I don't know. Probably none.
Yeah.
Probably none millions of dollars.
Okay. He won't even give money to his own child support, much less cancer for the masses. I'm not a fan.
All right. Number 4. Are you ready for number 4 on the list?
Yes. Don't make me quote Archie Bunker.
Okay. What is?
There's a certain thing that's coming.
There's a certain thing that's coming. What did he say?
I'm not saying. It's too offensive.
Look at you. Look at you begging.
But it has something to do with raccoons.
All right. Number 4. Girls Like You, Maroon 5, starring son of a bitch, Adam Levine.
He moves like Jaeger. Hey, that's all right. There's a real guitar there.
Yeah.
Like the drummer, you could be in the video, but you gotta stand up like you're in this fucking Stray Cats, you retard.
There's nothing wrong with Stray Cats.
Yeah, if you don't like bass drums. How do you play a bass drum standing up? Okay, it's part of the modern. It's part of the modern drum set.
What?
The bass drum. You can't ignore that.
Oh, I see.
What are you, TJ Fontana? This is drummer for Elvis Presley. The same kind of shit right here. This is like a white Post Malone.
Yeah, but at least you know what the chorus is. But honestly,
is that a chick from The Voice?
No. But do you know who Gal Gadot is?
Yes.
She's literally the best part of
this
video. That must be his wife or his sister. I don't know.
Find some chick with a proactive video.
Who's that ugly ass bitch?
Hey, someone put pee pee in her coke.
Joe Franklin, forever ruined by her.
Joe Franklin here. Put his pee pee in her coke.
Gal Gadot coke, is the cutest, most adorable thing about this video.
That's
oh
Sarah
my god,
Silverman?
Look at her, she's just adorable.
Wait,
I want
Sarah
to bite
Silverman
her.
Sarah Silverman turned into Gal Gadot?
What?
I thought it was Sarah Silverman.
Well, it was Sarah Silverman, but then Gal Gadot. Every time it turns, it's a different girl.
Oh, isn't he privileged?
Who is it?
I said, isn't he privileged?
Oh. I don't know who a lot of these people are. Now, he also has a featuring.
What's the name of this one?
This is Girls Like You.
Oh.
Featuring Cardi B, who is apparently really hot right now with the kids.
She's today's Hansel.
She's today's Hansen. No,
Hansel. She's hot.
Oh, Hansel. Hans.
Hansel. Maybe
I'm barely alive. He's so hot right now.
Oh, he's got a V-neck.
Yeah, there's a problem with men in V-necks.
He's like, fuck the rap, bro. I'll just break it down and do it myself.
No, he's got her. She's coming up.
Oh, Jesus.
Here she comes. I can tell. Oh, no. Could not tell.
Yeah, shoot me from this angle. My head looks normal.
Bitch. What?
Shoot me from the angle where I look like a human being.
It's like we should have her sing in this song because then we can watch her and she's not taking the silverware. How does she wipe her ass with those nails?
Someone else does it for her.
Oh, God. Somehow that's Jennifer Lopez. I don't know who that is. I think that's NeNe Leakes. I'm not sure. Oh, there's my girl again. She's so adorable. I can't not love Gal Gadot. Have you seen enough yet or no?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So what do you think? You genuinely like him as a songwriter. Is that true?
He's done a few songs that are good. I don't like him as a songwriter, no.
Oh, okay.
A few good songs now.
I see. You appreciate... I know in the past you have appreciated him for something.
He's no Richard Marx.
He is no Richard Marx, sadly. Sadly for him, he is no Richard Marx.
He's no Mark Cohen.
Mark Cohen. Who's Mark Cohen?
I don't know. He's got his feet 10 feet off a bale.
Oh, is that that guy?
Yeah.
He's walking in Memphis. Yes, okay. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, he's all right. That was a lot better than Post Malone. I think it was pretty much identical, but a lot better. Like, the formula was the same.
The formula was, because it's got a featuring, and I guess it's a couple of things from him, and then something from the featuring. But at least the featuring for this one, I could tell it was different.
Well, at least it's Maroon 5. He's at least throwing his band something.
Right. Because at this point, he could just be that son of a bitch, Adam Levine solo guy. But at least keeping the band together. But maybe he's such a jerk that he knows no one wants to work with him. No, that's not true. You can, if you have money, if you have enough money, you can hire anybody to work with you, no matter how big of an asshole you are.
I have no proof of what he is. I haven't heard anything.
He just seems like a son of a bitch to me. I have no proof either. It's just my own personal observances. Are you ready for number three? So that was the number four song. On a scale from 1 to 10, what did you give that one?
I give that a 3.
So you give it a number 3. And just so we can clarify for the audience, 3 is better than I give them a chance to go to the border and show us their papers?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. All right. Number 3 on the Hot 100, the Billboard Hot 100, is a song called Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD. Oh, no. First thing that comes to mind is There Goes Paris. This is the kind of music you play when there's a caravan rapidly approaching the border. This is not Foreigner.
This is, does not have a featuring, so we can cut it off anytime.
Oh, let's give it a shot.
It's also not very good visually. Graphics are terrible. You were my everything, dust of a wedding
ring. Now I'm just better off dead. This is retarded. I'll do it over. Take it off.
Take it off.
Now watch it blowing away. Just fucking maggot free.
Okay. What? That video is terrible. The stuff that's shot of him just singing is fine, looks fine, is treated fine, but the weird graphics are terrible. Terrible.
Ugh.
Okay, but what about the song? Let's hear about the song.
What happened to people? What happened? What happened? Like, music used to be mixed good. It used to be music.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, they think there's some reason the bass and the drums had to get louder. And then it became the drums so fucking loud that it's the main feature.
Yes.
And then they got rid of the drums and made it a machine.
Yes.
And made it even louder. Like, disco, the drums got loud. And now, what is that?
Can you tell me...
The bass is so loud. What, are you supposed to drive down the street and just scare people?
Yeah, it sounds so terrible.
It's earth-shatteringly low and unmusical at the same time.
Yes.
There's good... How is it that musicians are technically better than ever, yet they're not featured on any music?
I don't know.
It's retarded.
They should... You know, Billboard has so many charts... They should have a chart for music that's played by real people. because it's not found here.
Even country music's turning like this.
Some of it.
How do you have a hip-hop drum beat in a country song? That's retarded.
And it's a machine.
Well, yeah. Definitely a machine. Fucking sounds like a calculator.
Crazy, right?
I mean, there's no music here.
This song, and you know, and the other thing I wanted to say is that this is the middle of summer. This is the heart of summer. July 4th weekend is, you're Wait, knee deep in the summer now.
This is the charts. This is the same charts that got this feeling the Justin Timberlake song would have been on like last year.
This is the
same chart that Justin Timberlake would be on?
Yeah, it's the Hot 100. It's the Hot 100. I don't know. It's
their rock music would be on this chart?
Everything is on this chart.
Not country, though.
No. This is the Hot 100, the 100 most popular songs right now. But what I was saying was summer used to be, you know, there was summer music.
Well, there Much still like, is.
Well, if this is the Hot 100, none of this says this is summer music to me.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like it. Uptown Funk, that was like a summer song.
That was a good song. None
Each
of this
year
is
there's
good.
A song like that.
I don't know what it is this year.
All right, let's keep going.
Number two, are you ready? Number two is... I think this guy just died or was murdered. The X-Sensation guy.
Oh, Jesus.
And I think it's called Sad.
This is not my tempo.
I think it's an anti-Trump song.
Sav?
Sad.
Oh.
You ready?
I thought it was like Sav, you know, for your skin condition.
Yeah. As we get older, we're really into the Savs. But no, this is not that. Written and created and directed by a guy who's now dead.
Yes, it's real good.
A lot of blinking happening here.
Was this a John Cage piece?
I don't know what this is. What is this? What is that?
Yeah, the first minute is complete silence. That's a really good hook.
I think there was like...
Let's start with the chorus. No, let's just start with silence.
Let's start with this.
The whole song, there's no song here.
Not
this
yet.
This is a movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the next Thriller. I'll give you that.
Who has time for this? We didn't have time for this back in the 70s.
Yeah, and I bet the song is not going to be great. And so it's making us wait all this time.
How many minutes is the song total?
5:59.
What's it at now?
1:34.
The first 2 minutes of the song are silent?
Are you outraged?
How does this play on the radio? Is there a radio edit?
I'm sure there is, but I didn't know.
Can you imagine?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, let's talk it up. Just talk this one in until the vocals come in. Oh, wait, it's 16 bars? No, it's 16 minutes before the vocals come in.
We're at 2:05.
There's no jamming. It's not like a guitar solo. There's nothing happening here.
There's all this. Well, there's text at the bottom of the screen.
This is reason for waterboarding. Waterboarding.
Well, he has passed away. I think someone killed him at a show or something. I'm not sure.
No, he got shot in a car stereo store.
Why?
Because he's buying car stereos. Who buys a car stereo anymore?
Was it a robbery gone wrong or was he targeted? You seem
Probably
to know.
Gone right. I don't know what he was. He had an X on his face, so I suppose he was targeted.
It's at 2:41 here.
This is idiotic.
2:44.
Oh shit, no, the adding machine comes in. At 244, the adding machine starts. Yeah. No wonder people call Kanye a genius. This is what he's going up against.
I guess I don't understand what's happening, but the song does not sound good.
Yeah, these are not songs.
This isn't a song, right? It's like a bit of music.
These people weren't raised right.
Is that what it is?
It is.
Well, I guess if you have tattoos on your face, perhaps you were not raised properly. His pants seem to be coming off.
Like, these people's parents must have listened to, like, fucking Naughty by Nature or something. Like, that must have been their role models.
But weren't they a little more musical or no?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the gradual decline.
The gradual decline.
Van Halen was more musical than fucking Slipknot.
That's true.
Now it's Shitknot.
Shitknot. Shitknot. And is Tool Stool? Or do you like Tool?
Tool? Hey, that's some fucking math rock.
Math rock?
Danny Carey is not Dana Carvey.
Wait, what's
and
math rock?
Not to be messed with. Danny Carey is a master drummer.
Is that the guy from
Danny,
Tool?
Danny Carey?
I don't know.
Dana Carvey?
Yes.
Danny Carey.
Yes. Yeah,
I think that's what it is. The Tool drummer. Very good drummer.
Math rock?
Yeah, it's like, you know.
No, I don't.
Odd time signatures, progressive stuff, you know, King Crimson.
Oh, okay.
Odd time signatures.
So you listen to Tool? You're a secret
jagged
Tool listener?
I don't listen to them, but what I've heard, I like. From what I heard, the singer's kind of cool. He would, like, you know, do the whole show with his back turned to the audience, that kind of thing. The anti-frontman.
The anti-frontman.
I like that.
I see.
Tool, that's some real music, at least. Yeah, that drummer's, he's one of the better drummers, actually.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad that you like something.
Yeah, no, he's very good.
This Extentation Sad is sad. I don't understand
it. What happened? Where is Yeah, that wasn't it. That's not music.
It says it's the official music video.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you don't have to tell me anything.
I'm talking to the people.
Oh, the people. The masses.
I don't know what to do for you.
This is no good.
It's not good. It's not good.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
It's a 1.
It's a 1.
It's literally a 1.
If I said on a scale from 0 to 10, would it be a 0?
It might be less than a 1.
Okay. Good to know. Speaking of 1, are you ready for our number 1?
Yes.
It's Cardi B again. Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin in I Like It.
J what?
Balvin.
Okay. I think they forgot to turn the music down in the control room.
$1 million deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula. I put rocks all in my watch. I like sexes from my exes when
what?
Second chance.
This sounds like good music to hit a Chinese person on the train to.
It's the book by Rise.
Don't take this person's kid's seat, is all I'm saying.
She's all dressed like Carmen Miranda, but she's got none of the class and charisma of Carmen Miranda.
What happened?
I don't know. This is number 1.
This is terrible also. This is the worst summer music I ever heard in my life.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know who that is.
This makes Fresh Prince and Jazzy J look like fucking geniuses.
They were, maybe.
I don't understand, much less parents.
Now you understand that Despacito was a better song than this?
This is some desperate shit, though.
I don't know. Why does he have to walk that way?
I don't know. This
he's walking in a weird way.
Why is this? This is America. This is America. What happened? Honestly, I mean, what happened?
I'm telling you.
Where did the Americans go? We went to country music?
It's not even like, yeah, I think so.
Well, where'd rock music go? What about the people who like rock music? You just waiting for us all to die off?
Yeah. I mean, if you watch the news, that's basically what they're saying, what they're hoping for. This is embarrassing.
What, I gotta go see the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan? That's the way you're gonna put me now?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. I'll go fucking start a salmon hatchery with Ian Anderson, you goddamn motherfuckers.
Now, they do have a separate rock list. Let me see real quick.
Oh, okay. The Paul Stanley Hot 100. Music for one-eared Jews.
You want to hear the top five rock songs?
Oh, yes, please. And tell me something. Why isn't this just part of the top Billboard 100?
Because I think...
Top Billboard songs. Five.
Well, I think, honestly, the top rock songs are not selling nearly as much as these other songs.
Why is that?
Well, that's something I'm sure many people in the rock business would like to know the answer to. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number five. Foster the People and Sit Next to Me. Think this is rock?
No.
I'm gonna stop this one.
All right.
Okay. This doesn't seem like rock to me.
This is the same. This is like Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates.
Yeah, like Your Kiss Is On My List. It's like light pop rock.
So you thought it had some rock to it?
Yeah.
The music, but not the singing?
It's light pop rock.
Okay. Did you like it?
I don't hate it.
Oh, okay. I didn't like it at all.
It's real instrument. I can hear real instruments.
Okay. So you're listening for different things.
Music and song form.
You listen for different things than I do. I wasn't wanting to dance and sing along with it.
I don't know. It wasn't great. Not bad.
Number four. Feel It Still by Portugal the Man.
Foster the People and Portugal the Man.
That's it.
Yes, you can tour there. I mean, you're Foster the Man tour.
There you go.
Oh.
Are you ready? Well, this is number four.
All right. What's this, Fits in the Tantrums?
What is it?
Sounds like Fits in the Tantrums. Wait, this isn't I Can Make Your Hands Clap? Because I think it sounds just like it. Ugh, this is not rock.
That's what I'm saying. This doesn't seem like rock either.
This is R&B. This is R&B with a kick of 60s retro. A little James Bond going on there. Yeah, this is not rock. This is, you know, would you call Jamiroquai rock?
It's not rock. It's not what I consider rock.
This is pop soul. Dave, the problem. This should be black music. That other stuff with the rapping and the adding machine sound effects. How is it that white people are more soulful than black people now? What the hell happened?
Let me just ask you something. When you say this isn't pop or this isn't rock, this is whatever you say it is. What is it that's indicating to you that this isn't rock or this
is? He's singing in a falsetto voice.
Okay.
He's singing like a soul singer.
Uh huh.
So he's singing like a soul singer.
Ah. Okay.
The music, it has a groove. It's got a groove. It's a soul pop groove. It's not rock. It's a soul groove.
Why do you think they put it on the rock?
You gotta ask Irving Azoff.
Okay. We're not speaking. All right. Number three is a song by the Imagine Dragons.
All right.
Believer. I think we know this song.
Yeah. Everybody knows this song. I guess it's rock. I mean, if you told me it was Scottish folk music, I'd believe you. Alright, you fucking Aryan weirdo, stop it.
Who's that? Like Dolph Lundgren.
What?
That's Dolph Lundgren.
It is?
Yeah.
It looks like a white supremacist. So this isn't either religious music or Satan music?
What?
Is this religious music?
I don't think so.
You make me a believer? What do they believe in it?
I don't know. I think if it was religious, it wouldn't be Dolph Lundgren.
All right.
I think,
I mean, that's good, you know, but like, how many times do you want to listen to that?
I actually could listen to it a few times, but is it rock?
I don't know if that's rock. It sounds more like hip-hop to me.
Uh-huh.
But, okay, it's rock. Well, then I guess Give It Away by the Chili Peppers is rock.
I think it is, isn't it?
I guess.
Like the Chili Peppers?
Kind of like punk, funk.
Neo-punk.
Yeah, maybe. This music doesn't transcend.
What
problem?
Transcend what?
Transcend, I don't know. It's like, what I mean is like music that transcends, you can listen to thousands of times.
Right.
I can't listen to this thousands of times. Let me tell you something.
Like
Love Gun. I can listen to Black Magic Woman thousands of times. I don't know why, but I can.
Is that your favorite song?
No, but every time I hear it on the radio, it's still happening. I can't fucking listen to I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
You cannot.
Once or twice, what am I going to listen to that over and over again? This doesn't transcend.
What about Hey Jude?
No, Hey Jude sucks. I hate Hey Jude.
Oh, okay.
Fucking Hey Jude. Ugh.
I didn't know. What now, just since you're talking about Black Magic Woman, is that a rock song?
Black Magic Woman is a rock blues soul song.
Rock blues soul.
Written by Peter Green, the master. And then, yeah, it's, I don't know, something about it.
Okay. Would you like to go on to number two?
Yeah.
Or do you have more to say?
No, that's good.
Number two is a song called Thunder.
Also by Imagine Dragons.
By a band called Imagine Dragons.
What, they got number three and two?
How does it happen? I don't know.
Good for them. Imagine Math Dragons.
Thunder.
Yeah, this is country hip-hop.
What is it, country hip-hop?
Yeah, this is not rock music.
It's not rock.
Hell no.
Does it, maybe it gets rocking.
This guy's like an American Chris Martin or something. Is he American? Or is he Scottish folk music?
He did mention the Scottish folk music before.
Where's Ed Sheeran? How come he's not making a fucking showing?
Okay, I gotta say, this is catchy as shit for me. I don't know if it's rock or
it is catchy.
Pop, but it's catchy as shit. Catchy as fuck, maybe.
They're good. I got nothing against them.
But you are firmly in the corner of them not being rock, but being Scottish folk rock. Now, do you know anything about this guy?
They sound like Scottish country hip-hop pop music to me.
Okay. At the end of this, I will look up and see if he is Scottish.
I don't know anything about him.
I know. Neither do I.
Somehow I think he's influenced by Anthony Kiedis.
Okay. I don't know. I know nothing about him. I think I've heard that song before. I like it. I probably heard it on Second Life or something. Okay. Number one song. Close your eyes.
All right. Imagine Dragon.
Number one song is called Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons.
No way. Really? Holy shit, these guys are rocking ass, man. Wow. Good for them. How many million views does this have?
364 million views.
Oh, he's a tonesman. Yeah, country hip hop.
Country hip hop.
What is this guy from fucking Memphis?
I thought you said Scotland.
Scotland, Memphis, one of the two. You know, the White Cliffs of Memphis.
I'm telling you, I've enjoyed these last three songs so much.
They're the same. They all got the same thing to them. They all got a formula. These guys sound a lot like Coldplay to me.
Yeah, maybe a little rockiner, maybe a little bit more hip-hoppy Coldplay.
Yeah, I guess at this point I would like to know their origin story.
I will bring that right up for you.
I think the song Believer might have gotten
I'm sorry, the last thing?
The song Believer, maybe that has a little bit different I understand it a little bit differently in Japan.
Why do you say that?
It's like a song of mourning.
Oh, it is?
Believer.
Oh,
okay. Oh, come on.
Okay, bad joke.
Justin Bieber.
Imagine Dragons is an American pop rock band from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, come on. Come no on. One's from Las Vegas.
They're not
Nevada.
Scottish?
Where do they come from?
They're not.
They answered an ad in Las Vegas. They're born in Las Vegas?
Consisting born in of. Las Vegas. Wasn't Andre Agassi born in Las Vegas?
I don't know. I guess he was.
All right. Consisting of lead vocalist Dan Reynolds, lead guitarist Wayne Sermon, bassist Ben McKee, and drummer Daniel Platzman.
How much you want to bet they're managed by Irving Azoff?
Do you think so?
Well, how else would they have the number 3 and number 2 and number 1 hit?
Let's see who their manager is. It seems like they have a lot of past members.
That sounds
Seems
strange.
Like there's 6 past members.
Really?
Yeah.
That tells me that these guys are assholes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the one guy. Maybe the guy, the singer.
Maybe.
Maybe he's like, he got lead singeritis.
He's the Fred Schneider of the group.
The who? I'm afraid he's a D Schneider. In 2008, lead singer Dan Reynolds met drummer Andrew Tolman, at Brigham Young University. Now that expands the story a little bit more.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Maybe it is religious music.
Yeah, it is.
There you go. Maybe you were right all along.
They're not believers. They're believers.
I mean,
he's a player.
He's not a narc. He's a player. So Brigham Young University is a Mormon university.
I know. We saw the show.
I'm not telling you, sweetheart.
Oh. We saw the worst show on Broadway in San Francisco in the worst theater ever. The Book of Mormon.
That was really not a funny play at all, was it?
I don't think so, but
you know what?
Maybe we had a bad
episode. I was going to say, we were in a terrible theater. We were watching a touring company in San Francisco, and the seats were, it was just so uncomfortable. It was already had 2 strikes against it when we were sat down.
The Gad kid wasn't in it, right? We didn't see him.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So there you go. It is religious music. It's disguising themselves as country hip hop, but it's fucking religious. Yeah.
Says has many Imagine Dragons musical style has mainly been described as alternative rock, pop rock, indie rock, electronic rock, dance pop, electro pop.
Yeah, it sounds like you're describing the Talking Heads.
Pop and arena rock. It's not arena rock. Is it arena rock?
I don't know. Who knows?
Dan Reynolds cites Arcade Fire, Nirvana, Muse, The Beatles, Paul Simon, Coldplay, Linkin Park, Harry Nilsson, and U2 as some of his and the band's artistic influences.
All right. Well, I got to tell you right now.
Yes?
I like them.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Because anyone who has the... How old is this guy? Anyone his age who cites Harry Nilsson. I'm surprised he even knows who Harry Nilsson is. So, this guy's deeper than you want to let on.
Born in 1987.
Harry Nilsson is a deep, deep cat, man. And for this guy to be influenced by him tells me a lot.
Well, there you go. So, Imagine Dragons is signed to Interscope, so I don't know who their manager is.
Jimmy Iovine.
It could be. He could be mixed in with that Irving Iovine conglomerate.
Interesting.
It is interesting. So, Imagine Dragons, the from 1 to 10. Let's just throw out the term rock for now.
All right.
Vegas rock. I don't even
Vegas rock. Wait, like the Killers?
Are the Killers from Vegas?
Yeah.
I see. What about All American Rejects? Where are they from? You like them, right?
Yeah, where are they from again? They are from...
Are
they from San Diego? I don't remember. No, they're from somewhere in Middle America, right? I thought they were from
San Diego. Nebraska or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, okay.
Yeah, so, they're good.
On a scale from 1 to 10, Imagine Dragons, all 3 songs, let's lump them together. Since they're very similar.
Give him like a 6.
A 6, okay. That's I remember you gave Rob Schneider's The Animal a 6. So you enjoy them as much as Rob Schneider's The Animal? Schneider?
Then I'd have to give them a 5.
Oh, okay. All right. So you like them, but not as much as The Animal.
The Animal, featuring that chick from the reality show.
She was on Survivor. She was adorable. I forget her name, but she was cute as hell.
Yeah, I thought The Animal was amusing.
Yeah, it's very funny. Lowbrow funny, but still funny all the same. So when you think, these songs, like some of these songs from Imagine Dragons, I could see them kind of being summer songs. But when you think of a summer song or even a summer album, what do you think of? Let's put it this way. You're in your car driving down to the Jersey Shore. What's your go-to CD?
I'm not driving down to the Jersey Shore, but if I was...
Why not?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you go down to the Jersey Shore?
I don't know. I never drove down there very much.
Oh, all right.
I'm just trying to think, though.
Well, what was your summer destination?
I don't know.
You didn't have a summer destination?
I didn't really have one, unfortunately. Oh. But
yes,
the music would have to be
okay.
That's a rough call.
Really?
Why? What are you thinking?
Oh, you're not gonna like this
at
all.
That's all right.
But I'd say my go-to drive music down to the Jersey Shore would be Twisted Sister, "Stay Hungry."
Oh Jesus.
I want to rock, boom, 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 I want to rock. Yeah, that's that whole album, pedal to the metal, Jersey Shore in less than 2 hours, you are there and enjoying yourself a nice round of skee ball and whatever else is down there on the boardwalk.
All right, well, at least it's not Southside Johnny.
Well, I mean, if I was older.
And the Asbury Jukes.
What do you... So you don't have a summer kind of thing like that? Where you're like, oh, yeah.
George Clinton, Parliament.
Okay.
That would have to be the climax of that.
All right, well, okay, all right.
Sly and the Family Stone.
There you go. Those are some... the whole album, though, you ever, like, they have an album that every song's a hit, basically?
Every song's definitely not a hit with Sly, but every song's pretty brilliant for sure.
Yeah, gotcha.
Except after he self-destructed. Anything, well, it's kind of...
What?
Sly's got an interesting thing. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Well, he's his own show.
Yeah. Sly lives in a van down by the river.
He lives in a camper, and he chooses to do so.
In Compton.
Well.
He lives in a camper in Compton. What? It's kind of like Native,
I don't know.
It's sort of like Native New Yorker, only a lot worse.
I feel like Sly's still on. Sly Stone, you know, you A-B him with Cardi B, and one has a gazillion times more talent than the other, but is living in a van down by the river.
It's bad.
And the other one, you know, deserves to be in a van down by the river.
Yeah, I mean, Sly's, you know, master of his own destiny, but on the other hand, that kind of music is not... appreciated anymore.
It should be. I mean, it kind of is, though. The Uptown Funk did well.
Uptown Funk? Yeah, but he's appropriating black music. Yeah.
Who, Mark Ronson?
That Bruno Mars. You get him off my lawn.
I'm
just saying, you try and do something good, and they say you're doing something bad.
Yeah.
How do you win? Even...
Wear your hair away some way, or a shirt, or whatever. You're culturally appropriating something from someone. And
what's Bruno Mars supposed to do? He's just going to be a Hawaiian Elvis impersonator his whole life?
Those people can all go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Bruno Mars. You know, he's kind of cocky. I like him.
I like him. I like that song. I didn't like the 24 Karat one as much, but I did like the Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk's not really his song.
So I know.
He put his touches on it, but that's Mark Ronson.
I understand.
Iggy.
So, all right. Well, was there anything else you needed to talk about today? Any plugs? Gigs?
I see Wolfgang Van Halen has just finished his solo album.
Oh.
Where's that going to go? What chart is that on?
Is there a... What chart would like Avenged Sevenfold be on?
I would have to be. Alternative rock? Or
is that what that is? There maybe heavy, there's an alternative.
Is there a heavy metal chart? I don't know what.
They literally have a gazillion charts.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So you're telling me that if the Imagine Dragons was just on the same chart as Cardi B, they wouldn't even be in the top 10?
Listen, these are the different rock charts they have. Hot Rock Songs, which is the one I just read to you. Rock Airplay. Rock Digital Song Sales. Rock Streaming Songs. Top rock Albums. Alternative Songs. Alternative Albums. Triple A Songs. I don't even know what that means.
Well, hit that for a second.
Triple A?
Yeah, what's Triple A? Is that like Tim Tebow's
Adult
band?
Alternative Songs.
Triple A, Adult Alternative. Where's the third A?
I don't know. I don't know.
Aryan Adult Alternative.
Aryan Adult Alternative is what it is.
This sounds like pornography for Germans.
The number one song is Hunger by Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine?
Yes.
All right.
Life to Fix is number two by The Record Company.
I've heard of The Record Company.
You have? Okay.
Yeah.
Colors by Beck is number three.
Beck?
Beck.
Huh.
Number four is Broken by Lovely the Band. And number five is A Little Honey by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
Huh.
And number six is Gold Rush, Death Cab for Cutie. They've been around for a long time. Uh-oh. Forrest Gump of Rock is number seven.
Oh, he has a new album out.
Samurai Cop, Oh Joy Begin.
DMB.
By Dave Matthews. Arctic Monkeys, number 10.
I like them.
So, Adult Alternative Songs. I don't understand what the difference
is. How the hell is Arctic Monkeys Adult Alternative?
I don't know.
I thought they were a kids band.
Well, maybe they were, but maybe they're older now and they're not.
I guess.
What would you say Panic at the Disco is?
Alternative rock.
Oh, here's Hard Rock Albums.
Okay.
Queen's Greatest Hit is number one.
Jesus.
Number one. Five Finger Death Punches and Justice for None is number two.
I heard of him.
Bon Jovi's Greatest Hits is number three.
I think I heard of him.
What?
I think I heard of him.
Number four is Guns N' Roses' Greatest Hits. A lot of greatest hits going on in this hard rock albums. I mean, that just goes to show you that no one's buying new records.
Yeah.
Number five is... Number five is, again, Five Finger Death Punch, A Decade of Destruction. So they have two in the top five. Number six, Back in Black.
Really?
Number seven.
Isn't that one of the all-time selling albums of ever? Forever?
Yeah, I believe so. Number seven is Def Leppard's Greatest Hits. Number eight is Metallica. I'm sorry?
They have a new album?
No.
Wow, all these compilations.
Number nine is Linkin Park, Hybrid Theory.
They definitely don't have a new album out.
Maybe they do, I don't know.
Or is that the new one, Many Died?
Number 10 is Ghost Prerequisite. No, Prequel. Sorry. My eyes are not very good. Number 11, Led Zeppelin, Mothership. I believe that's a greatest hits.
I don't think I've heard that.
So your friends Greta Van Fleet are number 13. Number 14, another greatest hits, Foo Fighters.
Oh.
It seems to be number 20, another greatest hits. 22, greatest hits.
So.
Number 24, another greatest hits.
If Queen. You're in the hard rock genre now, you're competing with greatest hits albums.
Yeah, you're. That's why, you know, people are so excited about Greta Van Fleet, because there's nothing else going on. You know, you get upset that they sound too much like Zeppelin and not enough like something Ooh. New. Honey, no, don't do that, sweetie. We love you, honey. She wants to eat. But she, look at her when I said eat. But they're, you know, they're new. They're fresh blood in a market that nothing's coming out. So if Wolfgang Van Halen has something that's...
So he'll be in the hard rock album charts.
Maybe. Whoa. Maybe he will be. I know he likes Avenged Sevenfold. So I don't know what they are.
Yeah, and Alter Bridge.
Alter Bridge, right, exactly. So I don't know, are they hard rock?
Yeah, it's alternative hard rock.
Alternative hard rock.
I think so. What'd
you say? I didn't see a chart for that.
I don't know. It's hard rock, but it's, you know, it's new hard rock.
So I don't know. I don't know anything about Wolfgang's music or whatever. I'm sure
he plays all the instruments and sings on the album. I know that.
I can't imagine he wrote the songs though.
I don't know what he did. I just get updates on my phone from Blabbermouth or something.
Oh,
I don't know why.
You must have signed up. You know what? You misclicked somewhere.
Yeah, bait and clicked me somewhere.
So
10 rock stars.
Oh, here,
you didn't
here
know
are the
dead.
Alternative albums.
Really?
Alternative albums. We've got Panic at the Disco, Nine Inch Nails, Imagine Dragons. People I don't know. Panic at the Disco, The Record Company, Death Grip, 21 Pilots, Linkin Park, The Cure, Imagine Dragons, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Foster the People, Portugal the Man, Greatest Hits.
Wait, Portugal the Man was the James Bond soul song?
Yeah, but this is a different song. Or maybe this is album. Yeah, this is a whole album. So.
I see.
But yeah, so he's on the alternative rock. So that has been an interesting interesting experience with the Billboard top lists. I don't agree with any of them, but I did like Imagine Dragons, and I guess if I had 10 or 12 bucks, I'd buy the record.
The worst is definitely the Hot 100.
The Hot 100 is
That's
not hot.
Insanity.
I almost feel like Rotten Tomatoes and that Billboard has gone that way.
Who's determining that these are the hot songs?
I mean, I'm sure they have an algorithm that they tell you they use, but my guess is that there's money changing hands, because those top five songs are forgettable.
People like Cardi B?
I don't know if people like Cardi B, but she is everywhere right now, and we're being told people like her.
I don't understand it.
She seems like she's low rent, if you know what I mean. Low rent. All right, well, looks like our dog wants to eat, so we're going to have to wrap this up. This has been an underwear show.
Me undies.
Me undies.
No.
We don't have a sponsor, but if we did. Do you have any hot takes for the week? Anything you saw that you liked, that you listened to or whatever?
Hey, hot takes. I like Marcus Miller. I like Marcus Miller with Michael Urbaniak. All right, how about them apples?
Is that new or?
That is from 1982 or 3, Live at the Bottom Line.
Oh, okay.
With Yogi Horton on drums. The legend.
All right. Well, there you go. That's what Dave's listening to. That was on his turntable this week. I don't do a weekly turntable, but I do watch stuff. And I have to say, if you have Roku, or even if you don't, go to OSI 74. If you have Roku, they have their own channel. If you don't have Roku, all their stuff is up on the OSI 74 website. Mr. Lobo is the host of these shows.
And he's good. I like his dry sense of humor.
He is fucking hysterical. He's a horror host.
Describes like making a sandwich.
What'd you say?
I like when he describes how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, for instance.
Oh, he has a snack segment during these.
Very,
he plays
very thorough.
He plays old movies that are mostly terrible. Occasionally they'll be great, but they're mostly terrible movies. And in between commercial breaks, he comes back and he does the host thing, but he is amazing. So if you like Sven Gulli, I think you'll love.
If you're a fan of yellow soda,
really love Mr. Lobo. I can't get enough of him. He's amazing. Whoa. Oh, okay. That's our cue, I guess. MiddleAgedCoolKids.com, MiddleAgedCool on Twitter. If you like us on the YouTubes, leave a comment. I don't know that Dave used Pantheon quite the way MLevitt123 wanted him to, but at least we discussed it.
You get your Pantheon.
Get your Pantheon.
What? Thank you very much.
Boo. All right. We will see you next week, America.
Goodbye.